As local municipalities around the state are opting for mail-in ballot elections, for local elections in Kodiak this fall, however, the Kodiak Island Borough does not recommend an entire mail-in ballot election. Borough Deputy Clerk Elise Rice presented to the Assembly why a mail-in ballot election is not feasible for Kodiak. Unless a resident requests an absentee mail-in ballot, and unless borough code is revised, Kodiakans will need to vote in person at their polling site this October. Rice cited several reasons for not implementing a ballot-by-mail election. One reason is the cost of printing multiple ballots for different elections, including borough-wide and service area ballots.
The other couple reasons why I would say that this is not a good idea is we will be looking at printing two borough ballots, one for English and one for Tagalog, because we have such a diverse community. We want to be sure that we're meeting those needs and adhering by those special things in our society or our community. The other, so you're looking at two borough ballots, and then you're also looking at service area ballots. We have five ballots for the service area. So and then you're also looking at ensuring that your borough ballot and your service area ballot go to the correct voter. So then that's another intricacy within that. And then you're looking at three ballots, and then you also have a city ballot that's going to be going out. So that's four ballots.
The complexity of providing multiple ballots for different service areas is compounded with the logistics of printing the ballots and special envelopes. Many Alaska municipalities share the same printer for printing ballots and envelopes, so a mass move to ballot by mail, Rice argues, would put undue burden on the printer.
And so when you start looking at, you have your regular people who normally do it, we ask for our ballots, and then you're also bringing in Mat-Su and Anchorage and other municipalities that are now asking for these special ballots to be printed, special envelopes to be printed, it's going to put a pretty good burden on that printer. So it's something that in the clerk's office I'm going to be staying in close contact with PrintWorks to ensure that they'll be able to meet our needs for our typical or normal printing for the election.
The question of providing mail-in ballots for all voters has been raised throughout the state as municipalities look for ways to reduce the number of large gatherings of people to mitigate against the COVID-19 pandemic. In March, the Alaska legislature passed a bill authorizing the lieutenant governor to initiate a process for statewide mail-in ballot elections. In a May 15th announcement, though, Lieutenant Governor Meyer indicated that using that authority is not necessary, that the state will follow its usual election process. Lieutenant Governor Meyer did state that the Division of Elections, which the Alaska lieutenant governor is charged with leading, will be prepared with mitigation plans for Election Day. At this time, the Kodiak Island Borough, which in its past election saw a voter turnout of only 15%, is recommending no move to a fully mail-in ballot election, even though studies show that mail-in elections increase Democratic participation. According to the MIT Election Lab, increasing voting by mail, or VBM, options for voters increases turnout by at least 10%. VBM brings, quote, marginal voters into the electorate, and by retaining voters who might otherwise drop out of the electorate, unquote. The borough has already seen an increase in requests for absentee mail-in ballots.
By mail applications, we're at 17 so far, which probably does not seem like very many, but at this time last year we had none. Our total count was 35 last year for the entire election for mail by ballot, absentee by mail ballot. So that will, I think, it will help also ease the amount of people coming in person to ballot to vote during the election.
As Rice noted, state election officials are counting on that increase in absentee mail-in ballots to decrease the number of voters who show up in person at their polling sites, thereby decreasing the risk of further COVID-19 outbreaks during election season this fall. For KMXT News, I'm Jared Griffin.